This program is sponsored by Katrina Christensen. Hello, hello, and welcome to 2023 edition of Home and Away. Home and Away is an English program where I talk to foreigners living in Faroe Islands about their lives back at home and here on the islands. This program is aimed to help other immigrants integrate well into the society and for the locals to understand the diversity in different cultures and countries. Home and Away has been on air for 8 years now, and we have talked to a lot of guests in this show, but this is the very first time we are having a series with couples where one is an immigrant and other is a Faroese. Starting off this season, we have our first couple here, Nelia from St. Vincent in Caribbean and Jan-Erik Niklasen from the Faroe Islands. Well, we only have an hour, so without further ado, let the show begin. We'll be right back after this break.
Yes.
back, guys. This is Stella Zachariasen, and we are sitting here. It's a very stormy day in the studio, and Home and Away is back, 2023 edition. And this time, I thought it'll be nice to interview a few couples about their lives. And here we have Nelia and Jan-Erik Niklasen. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
It's wonderful, and thank you so much that you agreed to come and share your story with us.
Welcome.
So I thought if we can start with Nelia. Nelia, you have been in the show before, but I thought if you could just tell a bit about yourself and then Jan-Erik as well, and then we'll begin the show.
Yeah. I'm Nelia, and I'm 39 years old. I'm from St. Vincent. I work here in Torsion, and we have two beautiful daughters. And Erik?
Yeah.
Yes, my name is Jan-Erik. I grew up in Skálafjørður, or some people call it Skálabotn, in the tank station there. My father built that tank station, so that was my kindergarten growing up. And it was a very, I think, very different from a normal home to grow up in a tank station, because it was a workplace. So my mom and dad, they were working, 14 to 16 hours every day. And so I grew up with that. So that's why I got some kind of, I actually became a workaholic, I think, because I thought it was normal to work so many hours. it was very exciting, because it was always something happening. And so that's how I
grew up,
yeah.
And what do you do now?
Right now, I'm working at SEV, the electrical power company, and I'm sitting in the main control room, where we actually distribute power, like from wind energy and water sources, water turbines, into the network, and working towards the green
environment.
Yes. So getting there slowly.
Thank you for your service, because Faroe Islands has a great service, doesn't it, in power.
Yeah.
Not like where I come from in Sri Lanka, you never know when the light is going to go off. But Nelia, if I start with you, can we start of course, now you are living in Faroe Islands, you're from St. Vincent, and you're raising your children here. How did you both meet each other, your version and his version?
When I was 18, I went on Logos 2, and there we joined the ship together, and we worked in the same department, so then we got to know each other very well.
Very well indeed.
Yes, indeed.
And what is your story? Was it love at first sight?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah? Jan-Erik?
For me, it was kind of different, because my purpose, I joined Logos together with my friend, Samuel Gunnarsson. And I told myself before I went that we're going to go for a year. And I knew that there was a possibility that I might meet a girl or something. But I choose beforehand that, no, I'm not going to get a foreign girl. I'm going to choose a Faroese one. So, but that changed over
time. She is laughing, guys. If you're wondering what she is doing, she is laughing. We are okay.
So she's a good convincer.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you met each other and you started talking to each other. And how did you talk about that now you'll be together, or how did that happen? Did he ask you? Did you ask him?
We were just friends at the start, where we just, we were on the ship for one mission, and that's like to help and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. And
romance began.
Romance began. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask Jan-Erik, what attracted you to Nelia? Was there a specific thing?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, like, I was just thinking, oh, this crazy Caribbean girl, you know, like, because she's much younger than I am. And And she was very lively, and I was thinking, okay, yeah, she just need to go away from home, but anyway,
release that energy.
Yeah, release that energy. And but after maybe 5-6 months on board, and I realized that she was really dedicated. She chose to work in the engine room. That was the same department as I was working. I was working as an electrician, and she I was also working as a watchkeeper in the engine room. And the same was she. So sometimes we were switching watches and stuff, and we get to know each other much better. Mm-hmm. And I start realizing the qualities behind that, mm-hmm. The first impression. So I think that's what.
That's wonderful.
Changed my mind.
Yeah, that's so sweet to hear. And Nelia, what attracted you to him?
It was his seriousness. There was he was mature in my eyes, and he didn't want what other guys want from girls normally.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a trust issue with men, because the ones who were supposed to protect me, they were the ones that didn't protect me.
Okay.
So when we were probably friends for like half a year without any kind of, he never tried anything. And it was just uplifting, and he was very encouraging. Huh? So I think that's what attracted me more to him.
That's nice to hear, and I hope eventually he tried something, otherwise he wouldn't be here.
Yes, he did.
So how long before you got married and then decided to move to Faroe Islands?
I think because on the ship there were certain rules. You're not allowed to date anyone. Like a girl is not allowed to date a guy within the first year. And I have just signed up for 1 year. So, but after we applied, we were on board for 1 year, then we applied for this special permission for a guy and a girl to be allowed to talk together and go off the ship together when we were in ports and stuff. And so we got that after 1 year, but just 3 weeks after that, then I was, I went home, without knowing if I could come back. So because my time was up, so I went home and I was working home for 3 months, and I contacted the ship again and if they still needed me on the ship, and there was no one who had replaced me, so. They said, I'm welcome back. So so I joined for another 9 months. So we're finished at the same time.
Okay, that's wonderful. So that's how you got together.
Yeah.
And how long have you been married now?
19 years almost.
19 years.
He remembers.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, I, of course, personally know you guys, and you are a great couple, and you have a great home, and your girls are amazing. We'll talk a bit more about that later. So why did you, this is one of the pivotal questions that I would like to ask, why did you decide to move to Faroe Islands? Because when we are a couple, when we are in mixed marriages, we all have different reasons why we choose to live in different countries. Mm-hmm. Why Faroe Islands?
I think Faroe, because Eric, he was from Faroe. And I don't know if I mentioned, but from very young, I was uprooted all the time. I had no stable home. I will move all the time. So for me to move again, it was not a big deal. Then you just get used to it again, huh?
Yeah.
And settle in. And so it made more sense for us to come here, because he can find jobs here, probably better opportunities than in St. Vincent or in the Caribbean. And
that's probably the main reason that it's easier for me to get a job here. And also, when you think later on, like for kids, maybe to grow up, it's also a very good place for kids to grow up and it's a safe environment.
Those are actually two of the reasons that Peter and I decided to move as well. We did try to move to Sri Lanka for 2 years, but it was difficult with the visa for Peter and the work-wise. I don't know about St. Vincent, but it's they are so focused on you have to have a certain kind of education to get these best jobs, whereas in Faroe Islands, it was easier to, it's always easier to maybe get jobs and, of course, safe to raise children up. Yeah. So I totally understand that. Yeah. We are going to take a little break where we are going to play Shania Twain's You're Still the One. You chose that song. Yeah. I love that song too. When we come back, we are going to talk a bit about your time in Denmark because you did live in Denmark for a while. So maybe you can tell about that time. So let's take a break.
When I first saw you, I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it, look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still,
you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Well, we got a text now and it says, I hope it's calm in the studio and stormy outside. Well, apparently I have made a mistake by saying it's calm, it's stormy in the studio. I can assure you that Nelia and Jan-Erik didn't bring the storm inside.
No.
Stormy outside and calm in the studio. Yes, thanks for the message. Anyway, let's continue. Before we talk about your life in Faroe Islands, you were living in Denmark for a while and you moved here a few years ago.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us about that time in Denmark and why you decided to move there and why you decided to move back?
Yeah, I can. The reason actually, because this was in 2011, we moved to Denmark. And the reason was that I was actually between jobs at that time. I had a company, I was renting out cars, but that was too little to live from. So so I decided to take on a new education as a marine engineer. And to get it in a bachelor level, I need to go to Denmark because they didn't have it in the bachelor in Faroe Islands. So we were talking about it, and then we decided, yeah, let's try that. And we lived in Larvik at that time, and yeah, we chose to go to Denmark with two small girls. They were just 2 and 4 years old when we moved to Denmark. So Nilja, she knew Faroese at that time, and she had to start from scratch because she had to learn Danish.
Yeah. Mm.
So that was kind of tough, but she managed.
Yeah, and you speak really well Danish.
I try.
You do. I mean, I can assure you, I can't say almost a word in Danish. So I really am amazed that you can speak Faroese and Danish as well. So tell me about your time. How was that experience for you? Then start from scratch.
For me, it was a really, in, at first, I must say, before I moved or we moved, I got a lot of scary comments like Denmark is not safe. And you get all this wrong image on the media. So yeah. I was very skeptical. I was like, it's not for me again, like moving again. Huh? And like I said, I moved a lot and I can easily adapt to new places. So, yeah. But when we got there and we got settled, it was the best time of my life.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I really enjoyed it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you took an education as well.
Yeah, I studied there, logistics, and I studied Danish as well. I went to school, and I think it was 2-3 years in all to learn Danish.
Yeah.
And I studied while Eric, he was away sailing. So it was not an easy time to be taking an education and having two small kids under the age of 5.
Yeah.
But we made it through. And
And you enjoyed your time.
And I enjoyed my time, yeah, very much so.
Do you miss that sometimes?
I miss it every day.
Do you? So so you always know that you can, you know, go back whenever you want to. Or And the girls are growing very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the options are there. And then, of course, you moved back here because of the jobs and things like that. And I know you have a beautiful home that you renovated. And, you know, Eric, I saw that you were working hard at it.
Yeah.
Did you do it all by yourself?
No, we did everything inside on the house by ourselves. The windows and the outside on the house, that was done by carpenters. So.
Okay, yeah. But that's nice, and you're working here. So now we come to the important point of this. Not that other things were not important, but my point or my focus on this program with the couple is to talk about the challenges and victories in a mixed marriage. Peter and I, of course, we are in a mixed marriage, and we have talked openly in so many programs about, you know, everything, because it's not, it cannot be easy when we come from completely two different backgrounds. I remember also when I was, in the beginning, I was struggling very much here, and I was asking him, but why are you like that? And he continued to tell me, but we are completely two different people. Yeah. And then I kept on asking, but why can't we just think alike? And then I realized later on in life that we don't think alike, and you know, so it's then it becomes a challenge in adapting to different characters, or you know, meeting halfway. I don't know who wants to go first, but let's talk about some of the challenges that you have faced in being in a mixed marriage, raising children in different cultures, and things like that.
Should I start?
Yeah, you got that.
For me, coming from the Caribbean, we are very open, we are honest, we are very blunt. You say things as it is. And, you don't hide your feelings. It's out there on the table. And in Faroe, people are, they hold their feelings in, and you have to be very careful what you say, because I'm married to a fairy, so I can say it. They can get sometimes quickly offended.
And, amen, sister. Amen.
And yeah, so I think that has actually been one of our
challenge.
Yeah, that we are so different, and yeah, but we just learn to accept each other, and
And get through life.
Yeah, and like get through. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it is, of course. I'm not a marriage therapist, no. But I'm just saying I'm the same way in telling everything as it is. And then halfway through life, you start to think, oh, I shouldn't be maybe that honest. But then, of course, you are much younger than me. But later on, when you come to my age, you think, I don't care. I'm just going to say it as it is, because you want to be honest without hurting people's feelings. Yeah, exactly. So, Jan-Erik, was that the challenge for you, or did you have any other challenges?
No, I think it was also the same. Yeah, that of course, like we've been talking English all the time together, for because I wanted to make it easier for her. When she moved out of her comfort zone to Faroe Islands. So we've been talking for English all the time. And I think that's something we choose to do, because people were actually saying that, oh, why don't you speak Faroese to her and stuff? And it was this kind of pressure also. But we choose to do that. And that way we could also talk more openly about all the things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And without having the language barrier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was a good thing as well. And I think we, like, of course, I think even people who are from the same culture, they also have struggles, because they're raised in two different
homes.
Like, yeah, homes and a different kind of upbringing. Mm. So I think that she is also from a different culture to make it even more challenging, because she have to adapt to how things are in this country. And she worked many years in fish factory and you know, like, and that's the way she learned Faroese.
Yeah.
That was the hard way. There was no really evening schools or arranged school to study Faroese. So she was going through a lot, and but I think we managed.
Yeah, of course you did. You have come this far, and you are, you know, well on your way in life. Nelia, what now? Of course, when you were uprooted and you had, you could manage to live in different countries, but Faroe Islands is a very closed community. At least, maybe not right now. You know, there are a lot of different cultures and people here. But when you came in those days, you know, it was very different. Yeah. What were the challenges that you were facing in Faroe Islands? Maybe
I'm blank at the moment.
Yeah, that's okay. Like Eric said, maybe you know, you learned the language.
Definitely the language.
And then maybe because you already had this education as you know, working in the engine room or
I didn't have an education, but I just you learn it as a trade. You just learn and you get taught what to do, and
yes. I was thinking maybe when you came here, when you worked in fish factory, maybe that wasn't the thing that you wanted to do.
No, definitely not. No,
but you just did it anyway and worked your way up. How is it to raise children together with different backgrounds? Does it come naturally, or did you go all the way, all Faroese?
Yeah, I think because it's kind of different from the Caribbean to Faroe Islands, because they are, I think they are more strict, old-fashioned way, I will say.
Yeah.
It was like that maybe also in Faroe Islands for many years ago, before my time. And I think we choose to be a little strict with the kids in the beginning, because that will show later on that they have manners and they have this kind of qualities. And I think we agreed on that. That's the way we want our kids to respect their parents and to respect the older people.
I totally agree with you on that. I know many people won't agree, but that for me is the, you know, the right way. And of course, children have to learn to respect. And they might not like it when they are teenagers and things like that, but later on in life, they'll be happy and thankful. We are going to take another break. Leona Lewis singing Run. When we come back, we can talk about your life a little bit more in Faroe Islands.
Yeah. I'll sing it one last time for you. Then we really have to. Been the only thing that's right in our lifetime, and I can barely look at you, but every single time I do, I know we'll make it anyway. Away from here. Light up as if you have a choice, even if you cannot hear my voice. I'll be right beside you.
Yeah.
Well, they say time runs fast when you're having fun or flies away. You know, we could go on talk a lot more, but we have only a few minutes left. And if we can talk about, do you mix traditions and values when raising kids?
I think we now, like I said before, that we choose to go the strict way while the kids were really small, and choose to bring them up that way. And but it was also like the first years we were in for Ireland, so that was very good for the kids that they could run around and be open, like, because we had good neighbors. And before you knew it, the neighbor would just call and say, "Oh, you're missing a kid," and then. So I think it was that was really awesome, and that was maybe one of the things we are thinking of when we move to Denmark. We're probably not gonna get that, but because that's again a different culture. So.
That's one of the reasons. And Nelia, I was asking you in the break if you know, if they love, for example, Caribbean food, and you were mentioning.
Yeah, my kids, they eat the food if I make it, but they're not begging for it, let's say that way. So they're not...
They love the Faroese.
They love, they love what they know.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they don't really know so much, I must say. It's shameful, but they don't know so much my culture because we live here and we have lived in Denmark, so we adapt to where we live. And the kids just adapt to... where they're at.
That's true.
So,
that's true. And one thing I wanted to ask you is that do they speak to you in English or do you speak to them in English?
No, I mix the languages quite a lot with them.
Do you?
I can make one sentence in three languages.
Okay.
But I think our main way of communicating is with Danish with the kids because that's how they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Sometimes I speak with them in English and then they answer me, of course, in Danish. So, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's
we learn to communicate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what are the pros and cons of being in Faroe Islands as a mixed married couple?
I will say that because we are so different in our temperament.
Yeah.
I'm very out there. And Eric, he's a bit maybe more reserved than I am. So the pro is maybe that you have like an extra, how do you say it?
Think over time you learn to see the difference and and to get the best out of it, you know, because as a couple you just have to, I will say as a guy, you have to be able to listen, because that's the way a woman actually solve her problems is just talk about it, and very often it's the problem just disappears when she talk about it, and I just have to listen. I used to say it to Amelia sometimes because when it was before Estrella Tunnel came, we used to drive from Lorwick to Houn. And then sometimes when you reach the Kotlafjord, then I tell Nelia, no, you have to stop. My ears are full now.
That's so funny. Yeah. And I can see in the corner of my eye, Peter is sitting and agreeing with you in everything you are saying.
But I think that's, like I will say, as a man, is a good quality to have and listen, because a lot of problems get solved that way.
You know what? You are so right. And men who listen to the women are a godsend, I'm telling you. So maybe that's why you have a great marriage, you know, because you complement each other.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Imagine if you both start talking and pouring your heart out to each other. But of course, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful, you know, talk to you. But to end with, what advice would you give to other couple who are recently married or have come together and starting a life here in Faroe Islands? Of course, you have gone through everything, you know, from meeting somewhere else and then moving to Faroe Islands, moving to Denmark, coming back. So you have experienced a bit of everything. Which advice would you give to couples who are just moving here and starting their life off? in Faroe Islands?
I would say that, like Nelia, when she came to Faroe Islands, I said to her, you have to take a driver license, because you have to be mobile in Faroe Islands. You cannot trust the buses, otherwise you don't get anywhere. So that was, then she got her driver license. She took it in English in Faroe Islands. Then she was mobile, and then she could just drive around, and whenever she got the work permit, she could just go to job, go to work wherever it was. That's a good thing, and also to adapt to the culture, to accept the culture, because I think a lot of foreigners, I see that both in Faroe Islands, maybe also in Denmark, that they struggle a lot because they never really accept the culture. They live in their own culture in a different country, and that's so hard because you don't understand the language and you never get integrated, and that's uphill.
Yeah. That's great advice, Nelia. Yeah. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I will say that as a married couple, what happens behind closed doors, stay behind closed door. Closed doors. If you have some issues, you work it out together as a couple and don't go telling people your issues. Because when things are going to be good with you both, everyone else remember who you went and share with. They're going to still remember, or they're on bad terms. But that's what a marriage is all about. There's give and take. Huh?
Yeah.
And you have to compromise sometimes and accept
each other.
Accept each other for who we are, because we are very different.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. But great advice from both of you. And that's all we have time for today. I want to thank Nelia and Jan-Erik for taking their time to come here, for opening up their hearts to tell their story. Wishing you both the very best. But there's one more thing. We don't want you to go empty-handed. It's a surprise we kept till later. So here is a gift card for both of you.
Oh, thank you.
From Katrina Christiansen, courtesy of Katrina Christiansen. Have you ever tried Ommusal Lamschurt?
I only heard about it.
They are very famous for it. So as in return for your openness, Joshua, here you go.
So much.
Thank you very much.
You were actually talking about it some weeks ago.
Yeah,
about
to go there.
Were you?
Yeah.
You deserve it. And you know what? I really want to take a moment to thank Peter Trent Thompson for his kindness and generosity. They are sponsoring this program and they have given this gift card. So enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everyone who has been listening to this program. This program will be replayed tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we will post the link shortly afterwards. We'll be back next Monday with another couple telling their story. So until then, we are leaving you with Israel singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Goodbye and take care.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. Wake up where the clouds are far behind.
dream that you did too. Oh why can't I? Well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where